Gli indizi che un nuovo album di Eminem stava per arrivare iniziarono a circolare tutta la settimana scorsa. Tra chi lo suggeriva c'era uno dei post del collaboratore di Eminem, Damn Joints, che ha condiviso una foto su Instagram con i progetti a cui il produttore aveva lavorato durante quest'anno e che includeva proprio la copertina di Side B. Il rapper King Crooked ha anche condiviso quello che sembrava un comunicato stampa con un elenco di tracce, data di uscita e artisti in primo piano all'inizio della settimana attraverso... Alla fine stanotte è arrivata ed è uscito Music to be Murdered by Side B di Eminem, senza annunci, proprio come piace farlo a lui. Facciamo dunque un piccolo resoconto della sua carriera in questi ultimi 20 anni. All'inizio degli anni 90 Marshall Mathers adottò il nome d'arte M&M. Nel 1996 ha pubblicato da solista il disco Infinite per la prima volta con lo pseudonimo Eminem, che è in pratica la pronuncia del suo precedente nome d'arte, appunto M&M. L'album circolò in sole 500 copie e le radio lo bistrattarono, esattamente come la critica che lo accusò di aver plagiato Nas. Dopo il flop dell'album la fidanzata lo lasciò e gli impedì di vedere la loro figlia Hailey Jade Scott, nata a Natale dell'anno precedente. Come reazione a tutti questi avvenimenti, Marshall Mathers tentò il suicidio con un'overdose di Tylenol. Nonostante il triste epilogo, l'album non era malissimo, ma ci ascoltiamo un estratto.
Shit about this for the 9-6. Hey yo, my pen and paper cause a chain reaction to get your brain relaxing. A zaniac, the maniac in action, a brainiac in fact, son. You mainly lack attraction. You look insanely whack when just a fraction of my tracks run. My rhyming skills got you climbing hills. I travel through your mind into your spine like siren drills. I'm sliming grills of roaches with spray to disinfect and twist an X of rappers to this final column disconnects. Put this index and check the monologue. Turn your system up, twist them up and indulge in the marijuana smog. This is the season for noise pollution, contamination, examination of more cartoons than animation. My lamination of narration hits a snare and bass and a track for duck rapper interrogation. When I declare invasion, there ain't no time to be staring gazing. I turn the stage into a barren wasteland. I'm infinite. You heard of hell, well I was sent from it. I went to it serving a sentence for murdering instruments. Now I'm trying to repent from it. But when I hear the beat, I'm tempted to make another attempt at it. I'm infinite. So I can beat the sense in your elite defense. I got some meat to mince, fruit is stomping in 2 feet to rinse. I greet the tents and ladies, I spoil your loyal fans. I foil your plans and leave fluids leaking like oil pans. My coiled hands around this microphone are lethal.
Superata la crisi, rispolverò i suoi lavori per rilanciare la propria carriera musicale, per riconciliarsi con l'ex fidanzata. E di questo periodo, appunto, The Marshall Mathers LP. Nello stesso anno, però, un assistente sociale chiede di avviare delle indagini contro la madre di Eminem, accusandola di maltrattare anche l'altro figlio, Nathan, oltre appunto a Marshall Mathers. Nathan, che era nato nel 1986. Il 23 febbraio del 1999, Mathers pubblica per la Interscope l'album The Slim Shady LP. Le vendite arrivano a 480.000 copie nelle sole prime 2 settimane e il suo singolo di lancio fu The Real Slim Shady, il cui testo fece scalpore perché contiene alcuni insulti alle pop star del periodo. Ad esempio accusa Christina Aguilera di fare sesso orale con Fred Durst dei Limp Bizkit e con il video jockey di MTV Carson Daly.
May I have your attention please? May I have your attention please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the...
Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said...
Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement.
Feminist women love him, Eminem. Chicka 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around grabbing his you know what, flipping the you know who.
Yeah, but he's so cute though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips, and if I'm lucky you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach you, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Shit, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MBD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Eminem aveva diversi problemi con la scuola, fu infatti bocciato ben 3 volte a causa delle numerose assenze principalmente, anche perché non si poteva certo considerare un bullo, anzi era etichettato un po' come lo sfigato della classe, per questo era sovente oggetto di derisione e maltrattamento da parte degli altri compagni. Uno in particolare, tale DeAngelo Bailey, lo mandò in coma per 5 giorni quando Marshall aveva solo 8 anni, un brutto episodio che Eminem ha raccontato più volte nella sua carriera artistica, se non che nel 2001 il tale DeAngelo lo accusò di aver invaso la sua privacy e di averlo messo in cattiva luce proprio grazie ad una canzone chiamata Brain Damage, presente su The Slim Shady LP.
A kid who refused to respect adults, wore spectacles with tape frames and a freckled nose. A corny looking white boy, scrawny and always ornery, cause I was always sick of brawny bullies picking on me. And I might snatch, when they dislike that, I decided to strike back and flatten every tire on the bike rack. My first name's Junior High, this kid said, it's you and I, 3 o'clock sharp, this afternoon you die. I looked at my watch, it was 1:20.
I already gave you my lunch money, what more do you want from me?
He said, don't try to run from me, you just make it worse. My palms were sweaty and I started to shake at first. Something told me,
try to fake a stomach ache, it worked.
I screamed,
ow, my appendix feel like naked burst. Teacher, teacher, quick, I need a naked nurse.
What's the matter?
I don't know, my leg, it hurts.
Hey, I thought you said it was just Tommy.
Oh, I mean it is, but I also got a bum knee.
Mr. Mathers, the fun and games are over, and just for that stunt, you're gonna get some extra homework.
But don't you wanna give me after school detention?
Nah, that bully wants to beat your ass and I'ma let
brain
him.
Brain damage. Ever since the day I was born, drugs, what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain damage.
Ever since the day I was born, drugs, what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going, but everywhere I go they keep playing my song.
Brain
damage.
Way before my baby daughter Haley, I was harassed daily by this fat kid named DeAngelo Bailey, an eighth grader who acted obnoxious cause his father boxed us, so every day he shoved me in the lockers. One day he came in the bathroom while I was pissing and had me in the position to beat me into submission. He banged my head against the urinal till he broke my nose, soaked my clothes in blood, grabbed me and choked my throat. I tried to plead and tell him we shouldn't be, but he just wouldn't leave. He kept choking me and I couldn't breathe. He looked at me and said, you wanna die?
A metà del 2002 comincia la sua fortunata serie di successi. In quell'anno fu pubblicato The Eminem Show, che divenne il disco più venduto dell'anno e fu premiato ai Grammy Awards come miglior album. Il suo singolo più celebre è l'umoristico Without Me, il relativo videoclip parodia di Batman, che è stato anch'esso premiato con un Grammy Awards. Destò molto scalpore invece il singolo Cleaning Out My Closet, in risposta all'accusa di diffamazione alla canzone Dear Marshall, traccia registrata dalla madre con il gruppo rap EDX, contenuta nell'album Set the Record Straight. e dal 2003 il singolo Lose Yourself dal film 8 Mile, uscito l'anno precedente, a cui partecipò anche il rapper Xzibit, che fu premiato con un premio Oscar come miglior canzone originale. Il film e l'album lo trasformano in una celebrità assoluta ed è lì in avanti passano una decina di anni senza che il suo trono venga minimamente scalfito dai competitor, ma dal 2010, con l'esplosione di diversi sottogeneri del rap, diversi rapper iniziano a prendere le distanze da Eminem e addirittura a dissarlo pubblicamente nelle loro tracce. Alcuni diventano anche famose. Il 31 agosto 2018 M annuncia a sorpresa sui propri social l'uscita del suo decimo album Kamikaze. Il disco è prodotto dallo stesso Eminem in collaborazione con Dr. Dre, Mike Will Made It, Ronnie J e Q-Beats, e contiene numerosi riferimenti a personaggi di spicco del mondo della musica, ma anche della politica, per esempio il presidente Donald Trump, ma anche una serie di dissing rivolti a Tyler the Creator e Machine Gun Kelly, quest'ultimo reo di aver sfidato il Rap God con un pezzo chiamato Rap Devil.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out, he's choking how, everybody's choking now, the clock's run out, time's up, over, plow, snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music the moment.
Fino ad arrivare ad oggi con la pubblicazione di Music to be Murdered by Side B. Sebbene la prima raccolta fosse piena di più pirotecnici lirismi, è stata forse oscurata da una battuta di cattivo gusto che ha scritto su Unaccommodating, in cui si confrontava con l'attentatore di Manchester al concerto di Ariana Grande. Se le critiche avrebbero dovuto tranquillizzare le sue esternazioni pubbliche e permettergli di smettere di scavarsi la fossa da solo, Mr. Mothers non solo continua a scavare, ma noleggia addirittura un bulldozer. In uno dei pezzi dell'album rappa: penso che non ci sia niente divertente nell'attentato a Manchester, però abbiamo qualcosa in comune, siamo entrambi allarmanti. Non contento, menziona anche la maratona di Boston e la bomba del 2013, ma se queste rime vi sconvolgono forse gli concederete l'indulgenza quando ascolterete Zeus, un bel pezzo in cui chiede uguaglianza razziale, esprime solidarietà ai neri assassinati dalla polizia e si scusa con Rihanna. Ricordiamo che Eminem aveva accusato infelicemente la cantante di Umbrella di essersi meritata di essere picchiata dal suo ex ragazzo Chris Brown. Nonostante le critiche e le sue liriche ogni tanto infelici, anzi spesso, Eminem rimane e rimarrà uno dei protagonisti di questo genere. Vi consigliamo per cui di ascoltarvi il suo nuovo album Music to be Murdered by Side B, ma soprattutto di riprendere anche quelli precedenti che, nonostante gli anni sul groppone, rimangono tavole bibliche annunciate da un rap god.
She says I am trash, but she listens to Tekashi. Bitch, you lost me. Yeah, fair weather, wishy-washy. She thinks machine washed me. Swear to God, man, her favorite rapper wish she crossed me. Love conflict got her obnoxious. What? Subconscious. Yeah, I'm afraid to unlock it. Keep those monsters in the closet. I'm what an idiotic. Got it. Sub-buttons. But I've been throwing down gauntlets since that underground ruckus. Yeah, where I planted my roots. Yeah, that's how I had a whole planet that roots for me. As in the group, and no one thinks dark as I think. So imagine the havoc these black thoughts are to wreak. As in Trotter, I keep slaughtering beats. Shout out to beat minors and team minors. But me long as I breathe, promise to be honest and wholeheartedly. Apologies, Rihanna, for that song that leaked. I'm sorry, Rhea, it wasn't meant to cause you grief. Regardless, it was wrong of me. But
I be on my own.
Yeah.
Head up in the clouds like Zeus. When they say you ain't the GOAT, I come down like who? But I got my head in the clouds like Zeus. Swear I can see the game from a bird's eye view. Ay, bitch talking to a rap god. Ay, dirty talking to a monster. Ay, you could give your whole damn life to the music thing. They gon' turn around like they don't love you.
Yeah, they woke a giant up. So when I get back on my feet, don't wonder why in the fuck is my head in the clouds. Cheap vibe with the stewardess getting head in the clouds. Mile high club, why I give a flying fuck. Oh, like a stirrup. Used to have to sit and watch them bills pile up. Yeah. Now I just sit back and watch them bills pile up.
But I be on my own. Yeah. Head up in the clouds like Zeus when they say you ain't the GOAT. I come down like who? But I got my head in the clouds like Zeus. Swear I can see the game from a bird's eye view. Ay, bitch talking to a rap god. Ay, girl you talking to a monster. Ay, you could give your whole damn life to the music thing. They gon' turn around.
I've seen them come and go. I've seen the hugest, hugest debuts. Had a great view to see the game through. And Drake, they're gonna turn on you one day too. And the more you win, the sooner they do. They'll be calling you a trash bin, saying that your new one isn't better than your last. And even if it is, once they start to turn their backs, they ain't never coming back. And they did it your chance next to be mentioned in future in the past tense. Or saying adios to amigos. I ain't dissing, I'm just trying to keep the shit a C-no. Same people been trying to do the shit to me, so I call them people because they're so easy to see through them. But a fight is all I knew how to be. I got the shit beat out of me. Tripped and fell and blew out of knee. Popped it back in and hopped up like fuck it. Best 2 out of 3, yeah. Man, I gotta be doing something right. I got 11 years of sobriety. So the only bottom I'ma be hitting is if it's sodomy. Wait, I mean, you would think that somebody handed a sodomy. How I'm chopping these bars, they keep wanting me to rap responsibly. When I'm constantly passing the buck like the fucking Dollar Tree. But I'ma always remind you that I came from poverty. Black people saved my life from the dark and Dijon. And all that we want is racial equality. R.I.P. Laquan McDonald, Trayvon and Breonna, a Tatiana, Rayshard and Dominique, Eric Garner and Rodney King. No, we can't get along to these white motherfucking cops who keep murdering blacks off the streets. And as far as squashing beef, I'm used to people knocking me, but just not in my camp. And diplomatic, cause I'm trying to be last thing I need a Snoop dogging me. Man, dog, you was like a damn god to me. Nah, not really. I had dog backwards. But I'm starting to think all these people taking shots at me. Shit, it's no wonder I be on my
own. Head up in the clouds like Zeus when they say you ain't the GOAT. I come down like who? But I got my head in the clouds like Zeus. Swear I can see the game from a bird's eye view. Ay, bitch, talking to a rap god. Ay, dirty.